This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Big week next week in the global economy. Not the inauguration, although, as Felix and Lee were saying, that is a big economic deal. I speak here of the World Economic Forum, the gathering in Davos, Switzerland, of the political and financial elite. Usually, it's a celebration of globalization and free trade. This, though, has been no ordinary year on that front, not just here, but in Europe as well, what with Brexit. So we asked Marketplace's Stephen Beard to find out whether the bigwigs are going to be chastened at all.
Good afternoon and a very cordial welcome to everybody.
Klaus Schwab, founder of the world's most expensive gathering, welcomed the media to his mountaintop retreat this week with this little icebreaker.
Every market economy will produce winners and losers.
There'll be rather more winners among the 3,000 or so people attending this year's bash, whose theme is responsive and responsible leadership.
The system will only be sustainable if there is enough solidarity between the winners and the losers.
Schwab says he wasn't surprised by the backlash from those left behind. Davos has been warning of it for years. But economics commentator Louise Cooper says it's hard for the forum to talk about this properly without more of the losers taking part.
We have a discussion entitled Squeezed and Angry, How to Fix the Middle Class Crisis. Great, that's the kind of thing we need. Guess who is on the panel for that? The multi-billionaire hedge fund manager Ray Dalio.
Of course, having billions doesn't mean you don't have a social conscience or good ideas, but, says Cooper,
it would be more realistic if some of the people speaking were actually those at the bottom of the food chain rather than those at the top.
So will it be business as usual at Davos? Not exactly. This year, for the first time ever, a Chinese president will attend. And, says Professor Kerry Brown of King's College London, Xi Jinping will project himself as the champion of globalization at a time when many fear the US is about to abandon that role.
I think we're going to see a China that is more globally responsible, has more status because of the space that America will be freeing up.
China will reaffirm its support for free trade, but, says Nariman Berevesh of IHS Market, expect a lot of fine words in Davos, but don't expect China to act the way the US has in the past.
What the US did for decades was run big trade deficits, and in so doing, propelled the global economy. The question is China willing to do that? I'm not so convinced.
But is Mr. Xi going to feel ill at ease hobnobbing with Western plutocrats in a wealthy Swiss ski resort? Not a bit of it, says Kerry Brown. The Chinese will love all the attention.
Everyone wants Chinese money now, and so this delegation are going to probably be the highest status one there. So they'll be surrounded by people who will be really flattering them and making a lot of fuss about them being there.
And there you have it, says Davos skeptic Louise Cooper. The secret of the forum's enduring success, money, power and flattery.
I think it's an ego trip for those who rock up and are given a podium to speak to the most powerful people on the planet. And I think that's the reason why it will never disappear.
She says the global banking elite almost crashed the world economy in the 2008 financial crisis, and if that didn't bring Davos down, nothing will. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.